Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here is your host, Steve Starrs.
Okay, good. Well, I have been invited to come on today to the RBN to share a few things with Steve. We've had a few little technical issues, but we're sorting through those. And today, my understanding is that the audience are conservative Americans who are keen to have a bit of a view of what's going on. We are looking at a significant threshold in history that seems to be coming at us rather fast in recent times, and even becoming biblical, you might say. So, that being the case, Steve asked me to come on and share a little bit about the biblical side of things. If I get a little bit too much into that realm, Steve will rein me in. And but basically, my understanding is that the great bulldozings of biblical Christians have come into America through their past histories, particularly through the English-speaking world, and before that, out of Europe, and before that, out of the West, and before that, out of the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul, who went to Antioch and turned left and went into the West. And so we have a long history, and we have an understanding that compromises were made in the past, particularly as we look back at the Council of Nicaea. And there we see that we were given an invitation by the Roman Caesar on the eastern side of the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, to basically come and have a little chat, more or less. And so that's basically what we did, and we had an understanding that we would get some protection from the European powers, and that there would be also an expectation of us to sit down with the pagan priests of the Roman Empire at the time, and that we would agree to disagree agreeably, more or less. And so that is what we might call the Constantinian Accord. And there was a book written some years ago called Constantine's Sword, in which was somewhat controversial, which seemed to say that the church was had gone over to the sword through the Constantinian agreement or accord, and that this was the way in which we had agreed to go on together. If we look at the culture of the West, we can see as well that there was a sense that the church, the congregation of the covenant people of God, who had emerged out of the Jewish house, or more broadly the Hebraic house, including the lost 10 tribes, which went into the West, that we had come out of that ethic, and now we'd gone to the Council of Nicaea. And so the question is, who were we as a congregation? Well, the answer was, well, we're Christians, right? Well, we didn't need any further elucidation than that the Christian world was very much a compromised world. It was linked to the Roman Empire, and it was linked to Byzantium and the powers there. Oh, good. So that's where we've come at the moment. So
yeah, it's a Monday. It's a typical Monday. But anyhow, I thank you for starting out the show there. And we thought we had it all linked up and everything, but you keep going. Let me just interrupt you for a moment so the people who listen regularly to this show will know who you are. I wanted to give you a good introduction, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. You can pick up on that thought. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you're interested in prophecy, the real details of the things you need to know, some of the most intricate information about our end times, one of the best experts I know of is on the show today, Dr. Gavin Finley, former anesthesiologist, but now he's been taking up mostly a lot of his work with prophecy and teaching things like this. Do you know about the 70 weeks of Daniel? If you know anything about the 70 weeks of Daniel, we're going to be talking about that. I hope I didn't, staple or shortcut where you were going, Gavin, because I'm going to give it back to you in a minute. But Gavin has done the most extensive work that I have found, and I have researched people over this issue because it's vital for my own personal studies and things that I'm working on to know the best information I can get. And Sir Robert Anderson actually began to calculate the proper timing of the events, and Gavin will go into that in a little bit, I suppose. But let me just explain this. Okay, in the New Testament, there is no date of the biggest event in biblical history, which was the death and resurrection of the Savior and Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. That date isn't in there. And, some people would wonder why, but did you know that it was actually predicted to the day by Daniel in the year 539 B.C., I believe it was, when in the ninth chapter? And you have to understand and comprehend. Sir Robert Anderson realized that the years were not measured by 365 and a quarter, but by the perfect biblical year of 360 days, like on the compass, 360, 12 months at 30 days apiece. So when you use the proper prescription, like you see in Daniel 11, where it talks about, or Revelation 11, where it talks about 1,260 days, 42 months, 3.5 years. There's the same measurement three times, so you don't get it wrong, okay? People keep messing with these numbers and getting them all mixed up. God explained the same amount of time three ways, so you get it right. Well, anyway, Sir Robert Anderson began to understand this, and what's happened is Gavin has taken this research even further by using now the NASA charts and astropixels to indicate exactly when the date is. And he's going to be explaining that to you. And I think this is very important because those 69 weeks that passed date the exact date of the crucifixion, the day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. And he said, had you known this day? He was talking about that day. It was in the prophecy already. And Gavin's going to explain that. So, Gavin, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry I didn't get in right at the beginning of the show like we hoped I would. But I'm here, and we're going to go with this, man, right? Okay, I'm excited about it. Go ahead, brother. Well, where were you?
Oh, I was just beginning a little bit of a ramble, Steve, as to where the Constantinian Accord was. And because I started by saying that people are recognizing that we're coming into historic times, and that there may be a threshold up ahead that could be rather spectacular, and it may be that the powers of darkness try to preempt it by bringing out their idea of a great reset, in which they hope to spook us into saying, it's all been organized by the powers that be, this great reset into a new world order and so forth. So if we understand that God is in charge of things and he calls the shots, he sets the feasts, and he said when Jesus was going to come through the gate into Jerusalem and back in 32 AD, when he was going to be crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, and rose from the dead on First Fruits Resurrection Sunday, and the Holy Spirit falling on the 50th day after that, on the day of Pentecost. So God is the one who's timing these events.
Right.
And if he's timed all the first four of the seven feasts of Israel down to the day, then we can assume that he will do the same for the four feasts, the three of them that are still upcoming. So that gets to be quite exciting. And so if we've got people who are talking about a great reset, and we are, as Bible-believing Christians, are not paying attention to the fall feasts and how they may be spotlighting time on a calendar, a Hebraic right. calendar, that could be worth looking at or watching for, then it would be sad, because God's people deserve to have good information. And I do believe that by the time comes, that we will have a body of people who do, and the watchmen of Israel will sound the warning, they'll blow the trumpet, and there will be a good heads up as to what's going on. So we're very early in that stage right now, suffice to say that the information is coming out very wonderfully and very accurately and in wonderful precision. So we can be encouraged by that.
Yes, we can. And you know, for those of you who are acquainted with the 70 weeks prophecy, there were 69 weeks that were determined. Now, these are heptads. They're not weeks like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They're a series of 7 years or yearly dated type time zones, times based on a 360 days. You know, we have 365 and a quarter days right now, according to the solar calendar, originally handed us by Julius Caesar, and then improved by, you know, Gregory and all that, and all these others, the Gregorian calendar now. But we have been going with that for many years, because that gives us the actual leap year and puts us back on date with the equinoxes. The Jews use a month called Adar, and they use a lunar calendar instead. So the calendar that is being used here is the 360-day calendar, 12 months. Now, the reason why this is important, okay, is because the 69 weeks actually give us the date, the very date, that Artaxerxes in 445 B.C. commenced the commandment to go back and rebuild Jerusalem. That would mean there would be 173,880 days until the Messiah appeared. And Gavin used astropixels and NASA calculations to find out that there is only one possible answer here. The only Nisan month to Nisan month that will appear is from that period of time. He'll explain that. Now, why is this important? Because the final week, the final 7 years, will begin when the prince who shall come, and this will be the beast, will form a covenant. It can confirm a covenant. And the middle of the week, he will set up his abomination of desolation, which is in the middle of the final 7 years. So we're waiting for the final 7 years to begin. But we first need to understand the 69 heptads, or the 483 years. That's the time that it took from the Artaxerxes announcement in Persia in 445 B.C. till the crucifixion date of Jesus Christ, which would have been the week of the, I guess, the 10th of April to the 17th, in that era of 32 A.D., right, mm-hmm. right, Gavin?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
So this is going to be important. The stuff you're hearing about, you're going to see on the front page of Time News or Time Magazine pretty soon, you know what I'm saying, that people are going to be calculating this. They're actually asking, when was the crucifixion of Christ? And they don't know the exact date to this day. But we do know it. Gavin's research indicates it from not just the charts, but the physical modeling and the astropixels program provided by NASA to chart the lunar the moon and the moon's orbit. Here's something that's interesting. Okay, I don't want to interrupt you, Gavin, but I was going to say this: that the lunar orbit is almost perfect in terms of the size of the orbit, even though it's elliptical, of the moon, and has remained that for years. It only moves. Now, this I'm finding this hard to believe, but this is what NASA and other people have said. The moon only moves an inch and a half, three centimeters, about an inch and a half further out in its orbit every year, which means that the moon has been an incredibly powerful timepiece in accuracy all this time. So you can use the movements of the moon to indicate what the times and the dates are, and the sightings of the moon, which are the new moon, as you know, and full moon, and last moon, new moon, you can see these things go around. The point is, this might be a little confusing to a lot of people. I don't want to, you know, give you too much factual information, but the moon is an excellent timepiece, and it's only moved out of its orbit, as I understand, about 308 feet since 445 BC, friends. I mean, that's less than a football field. You know what I mean? We're talking about the moon is not really moving in its orbit, even though it's elliptical, and the new moon is sighted early sometimes because of our relationship to the sun where it is. But the moon is moving very well, and it serves as a very, very good timepiece. Now, by using astropixels and NASA charts, Gavin was able to determine when the only possible date of that announcement by Artaxerxes took place in 445 BC, and the only possible date of the week of Passover, because it has to be Nisan to Nisan, the month of Nisan. So, Gavin, I hope I didn't steal a lot of where you were going, but I was wanting people to grasp how important your work and research is in this, and that you actually, see, Gavin is able to give you the exact date of the crucifixion by using the prophecy. It goes way back to 539 B.C. Anyhow, Gavin, am I getting close to that? Did I explain it well?
Yes. It's good to see some enthusiasm, Steve, but because a lot of people find that it's very complex and that ministers are not trained in the sciences and they're not able to track along with these things. Strange to say, the first man who really, really went into this searching for an understanding of the 70 weeks prophecy was Sir Isaac Newton, and that was around 1700 AD, and he was unable to do it. He was looking, he was insistent that it would be natural years rather than the years dispensed from the throne of God as 360-day years, 30-day months, so, to make a perfect circle. And so no matter what happens to the calendar, the dispensing from heaven in terms of days is precise. It, as you say, Steve, the 173,880 days. And it was Sir Robert Anderson, Scotland Yard inspector, very famous Scotland Yard inspector who actually cracked the case, because he looked on Revelation chapter 12 and he saw the 1260 days for the exile of the woman, God's covenant people in the latter days, is given to us in terms of
42 months.
And also 1260 days, and also times and a half, time, or 3.5 years. So he said, okay, let me do the math here, divide 1260 by 3.5, and it gets 360. He says, okay, God is dispensing time to us in terms of a perfect circle, a perfect geometric circle of 360 degrees and 30. And so he plugged it in, and bingo, suddenly the whole thing came into focus, and he was able to lay out the time of 476 years and 25 days into two Nisan moons, 476 years apart. So that meant that the terminus year had to be an embolismal year, in which an extra month of 8 hours jammed into the calendar to prevent the month of Nisan from falling back into the wintertime.
Right.
So that confirms that 32 AD is definitely the terminus year and the passion year. And so Robert Anderson is the man who laid it out. I don't claim, I'm just standing on his shoulders, really. And all I did was went back into the NASA Moonphase data, and I did it using that rather than calendars.
Got a break. We'll come right back to it, Gavin. EndTimePilgrim.org is his website. Hang with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Great song. Lonely time. Time can mean so much. Love it. I love the intro there because that's exactly what we're talking about. Time can mean so much. Now, if you remember back to last year, we had a late Easter. I think it was Palm Sunday was the 8th, or no, it was the 10th of April, and Easter was the 17th. This mirrored the solar, solar year that was very similar to what Gavin was talking about. It was a late Passover, an imbolism moon that had to occur, put it into a very late Passover, the year of 32 AD. And Gavin can explain the exact date when this took place by using astropixels and using the NASA charts and everything like that, and the moon as the means of measuring when the announcement came out in 445, in the same month of Nisan, how long it would take. Now, here's one that I always tell people, Gavin, because some of our people are really, they like numbers and things like that. Write this number down, okay? 173,880, okay? 173,880. Now get your calculator. You're going to be amazed. How many numbers are evenly divisible into that big, big number? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One times 8 will, 16 twice times 8 won't, 3 times 18, 24 will. 8's a little funny. 9, 10, 11 does not divide into that number. 12 does, 13 doesn't, but 14 does, 15. 16 doesn't because it's twice 8. 17 doesn't. 18 does. Doesn't. Does it divide into it? 19 doesn't. 20 does. 21 does. Okay? And it keeps, even 23. This number is evenly divisible by all these different numbers. It's an amazing number. 173,880. Now, this is what Robert Anderson came up with. He said this was the number of days that existed between the time of the announcement in 445 B.C. to the crucifixion of the Lord himself. And Gavin went ahead and improved upon what Sir Isaac Newton couldn't do, because he was using the lunar or the solar calendar instead of the right measuring stick here, which was the perfect year, the 360-day-month calendar that's provided by the Bible. Right, Gavin?
Yes, that's basically it. It's a big hurdle for a lot of people, Steve. They can't imagine that God would be dispensing things that aren't natural. But if he's supernatural, then we must allow him to be supernatural, right?
Right. You know, and we've talked about this before. Is it possible that God shortens the days? Remember, the Bible says that the Lord will shorten the days for the elect's sake. You see, if he shortened the days, he could either cut them the length of a period of time short, which he can do, but he could also make the earth turn a little bit faster. So if he made the earth turn slightly faster, we would get 365 1/4 days instead of the original 360. And I've actually seen calculations where some people have said, based on, remember, because the moon is based on the earth's gravity as well, if you slowed down the earth's spinning, you would also slow down the moon, which could have put us back in the original perfect calendar of 360 days and exactly 12 months per year. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've seen people who looked at it and guessed it and done some equation work on it and said, yes, so you slow down the Earth, you can slow down the moon as well.
Yes, it's intriguingly close, isn't it, Steve? Like the 365.2422 is pretty close to 360, and the 29.530588 is pretty close to 30. So we are looking here at the possibility that back when the Earth was in under perfect before the fall, that there could well have been the orbits held in those numbers. But after the fall, things started to fall away, right? So, and then there's evidence that there's some sort of disruption in the solar system and the asteroid belt and so forth. So we have to go back to what we're given in Revelation 12, that 1260 days equals 3.5 years, and that is the key that unlocks the prophecy. And it was found by a Scotland Yard inspector, Sir Robert Anderson, who was an evangelical Christian, actually, whereas Sir Isaac Newton was an Arian. He did not believe that Jesus was God in the flesh. So it may be that God was waiting for a godly man to do his homework and to come up with the right answer here.
Yes, and he did, too. He was also, most people don't know this, but he was in charge of Scotland Yard when Jack the Ripper was hitting London, and he says he caught him, and I believe he did. They put him in an insane asylum, another story altogether. But Sir Robert Anderson is very, very rarely mentioned as the person who actually caught and Jack the Ripper, because a lot of people still want to believe that he escaped. But Sir Robert Anderson knew. He said, no, the signature on the bodies is not the same. And they eventually, this fellow was weird person who ended up dying in the insane asylums. But anyhow, hey, another break real quick, brother, and we'll get back with you. Stay tuned, friends. There's more to come about Robert Anderson and these mysteries.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Stars and RBN's Lightspeed Times 2 show. I'm glad to be back on a Monday, and I, you know, kind of getting off to a rocky start, but man, I'm excited about the show today. I'm really glad to have all of you along. As I mentioned before, write that number down, 173,880. Get out your calculator. See how many numbers divide evenly into it. It's a very mystical and magical number that Robert Anderson, who was head of Scotland Yard back in the 1880s, the guy who actually tracked and caught Jack the Ripper, but a tremendous theologian, wrote a book called The Coming Prince that Gavin knows a lot about. My guest is Gavin Finley. And Gavin's sounding good, and I've been interrupting him. I should let him just kind of lay back a little bit, but I'm so excited about his work, his research, because as far as I know, ladies and gentlemen, he's the top expert in this prophecy. And I searched around, and I was, you know, I contacted him, you know, via his website, and you can go to his website, endtimepilgrim.org, endtimepilgrim.org, and he's got some visuals, and he's produced videos on this with the charts and things like that to show you a lot more about this. Plus, he's an expert on the prophetic interpretations of the seven feasts that all have information pertaining to what we're facing right now, the coming apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen. So we need to understand these things. We need to see. We need to get into the book of Daniel. Gavin, you know, one thing I was going to say, I was reading Daniel just this morning, you know, and the Bible clearly says that Daniel didn't even understand a lot of the things he was writing down, and the angel said, you're not going to get it, Daniel. It's way, way off in the future. But just write this down and make sure the people in the end times have this information, because they will understand what you have written here, even though you see the images, you got the information right. You know, it's go your way, Daniel. The angel said, this is for the end times people, when they will begin to read and understand it. And this is where we are today. This is why it's important that we begin to comprehend the real science. The superior science in the world, ladies and gentlemen, is the study of prophecy. And even Isaac Newton, you know, with the laws of gravity, was studying it at that time, didn't quite come up with the right answer because he was using the wrong formula. And that 150 days that is called 5 months that you read about in Genesis with Noah is the same measurement, 30 days per month, 5 months, 150 days. So Sir Robert Anderson noticed this time measurement that God was using in the Bible to calculate that 173,880 days. Gavin has perfected that by using now modern technology and computer modeling to find out exactly what happened with this. And we're going to get into some other things, but Gavin, where do you want to go here, my friend, my brother? Because I'm excited. This final week is coming, friends. The final heptad, the final 7 years are coming. This is why we need to know where we are right now, right?
Yeah. In fact, there's a scripture that says precisely what you just said, Steve. That says that the God's people will understand. The wise will understand. And that it's going to be an encouragement to them. And it also says, without a vision. And in the Hebraic idiom, a vision is a prophetic vision. In other words, without good intel, without a good appreciation of what's coming, then people are confused, and they're going around in circles, and they're upset, and they're fearful. But right. If people know what the plan is, if they know, if they have a map, if they've got a road map, if they know what the plan is, and if they've taken responsibility in it, then the fear will vanish away, and then instead of fear will come a zeal to run the final leg of the relay race, instead of saying, "Oh, we're not going to do that. That's for the Jews to finish the end of the age." Well, the thing is, if we are the lost tribes, if we come out of the lost tribes, then we have a responsibility just as much as our Jewish friends do from the royal Jewish house of Judah. So there's some mysteries yet to be unveiled, and we're not in a generic church. We belong to a congregation that goes way back. When Stephen was being stoned, he talked about the church in the wilderness at Sinai. In other words, that was a congregation. That was a church. That was a gathering and assembly of people before God. And it was pretty rough back in those days, because those people were pretty rough coming out of Egypt. They were a wild bunch of people. But the first lesson at Sinai was before a smoking mountain and before a God who looks pretty fearful.
But, right.
On the day of Pentecost, the same day, 1,500 years later, or more than that, the Holy Spirit descends, and people are filled with the Holy Spirit. God makes a personal visitation very wonderfully, and it's a glorious thing to be close to God. And so I think that's the lesson for us, that we don't need to shy away from what seems to be a fearful thing. Because we have a God who's a very loving God, and he wants to give these people good info and to prepare them, to give them a good roadmap, and to make sure that they are appraised of what's happening, and the fact that he is sovereign over history and not Klaus Schwab. When he says, you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
right, yeah.
That may sound spooky, but really, they're hijacking the end time, the Great Reset. The Great Reset belongs to God Almighty. And if the devil is making a move, it's just only because he has to make a counter move on the chessboard, because God's made the primary sovereign move on the chessboard with the 70 weeks prophecy and with the future 70th week that's sitting out there in the future. So.
Yes, it's a counterfeit. The Great Reset, Schwab's Great Reset, is a counterfeit of what is going to be the greatest and the biggest reset that's getting ready to happen, friends. And the first wave of commandos of this attack are on us right now. You're seeing they're right now starting to set up the digital currency. They're trying to lock down on all transactions. This is the formulation of the Mark of the Beast. You know, years ago, Gavin, I had read, I think it was David Wilkerson's book, The Vision, where he said he didn't see the Mark of the Beast, but he did see what he thought was what was going to be the beginning of it, which was he called it kind of a walking credit card system. Now, we didn't have a credit card system that you could use in those days. They had the old knuckle-dragging, carbon copy things that you had to run off, and you had to call in and get a and actually put the transaction through for the confirmation number. I remember that. But then I remember seeing an ad from Lucent Technologies of this hand reaching down. Now, this was 1979, Gavin, with a card that was sliding into a magnetic slot. This was 1979. You didn't start using those until the mid-90s, friends. That's how long it took, because they had to change the branch banking laws in order to do this, okay? But I wrote a little 666 on that wrist because I said, this is what he's talking about. This is where it's going. I think most of our listeners already know this digital currency system that they're trying to put in, this lockdown on all your transactions, social credit scores, ID, you are part of their Internet of Things. This is the way they are treating you right now. They are going to lock down on all commerce, and you will not be able in the long run to buy or sell when they come out with the Mark of the Beast unless you have that mark. You can see it coming. This is how fast this, in some ways this is coming very, very fast. In some ways it's still kind of creeping in. Kevin and I do not set days, okay? We don't know the day or the hour of the Lord's return, okay? But we are saying that we shall know the seasons. The Bible tells us we'll know the seasons, meaning if we're looking around, we're watching what's going on, we're going to know about the time that it's getting ready to happen. And things are starting to wrap up at a horrific speed right now. That's why we need to get up to date with all the prophecy and the things that are out there. And just to kind of finish it up and turn it back over to you, Gavin, you know, Daniel, what was told Daniel was he said that in the end times, the people will read your prophecies and understand, but the wicked won't get it. The wicked will not understand what we're talking about, okay? This is information for people who are believers and who want to learn and want to know what's going on. Some people just blow it off. They don't care. You know, to them, this doesn't mean as much as a ball score in a ball game, you know? So, I mean, it's so absurd that what is happening right now, people aren't noticing it. But if you're there and you're awake and you're listening, and a lot of, I know you are being listeners, do that. You guys are wonderful people. You're paying attention. You've got a great audience here on this network, Gavin. These people are listening, and they will dig in and find things. But they want stuff that's well-researched and true, and you will find that on Gavin's website, endtimepilgrim.org. endtimepilgrim.org. Go there. He has got so many things that he has worked on right now. This one is just one of many. He talks about a piece. I'm going to give it back to you here, Gavin, but I just want people to realize this is a very, very important study. Now I'm going to finish it up with one thing, the scripture that is repeated twice in the book of Matthew and also in Mark, when Jesus is talking about the end times. And he says, when you therefore see the abomination spoken of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. In parentheses, it says, whoso readeth, let him understand. The Lord wants you to understand what's going on here. When you read about the abomination of desolation written about by Daniel the prophet, that's in chapter 11 of Daniel, okay? He wants you to pay attention to know you're going to be seeing things. He's telling them at that time, the people there, to get out of Jerusalem. The time of desolation is coming. And this is what Gavin and I like to talk about a lot, is the Basra Exodus, or the Great Exodus, to get people out of that area before the abomination is set up and when it is set up. Right, Gavin?
Yes. So we've got a very gracious God, and he's given us a good heads up. When the 70th week opens up, it'll not emerge into a 666 thing until halfway through the 7 years. So we ask ourselves, well, who's going to be presiding in the first half, first 3.5 years? And Daniel saw the harlot of compromise coexist militant feminist religion, United Religions Association, the multi-faith thing, the ecumenism into the pagan realms. He saw that. And initially, John was pretty impressed because he'd never seen a dominant church before. Because God bless him, back in his day, the church was under terrible, terrible persecution. He himself was thrown into a barrel of boiling oil and was miraculously saved. So he'd never seen a powerful religious church before. But as we read on, it becomes clear that it was a compromised one, and in her was found the blood of the saints. So that first 3.5 years is may well be a time in which people are able to function. All sovereign debt is cancelled, student debt's cancelled. The only problem will be these pesky Judeo-Christian people who believe in a coming Messiah that will be forbidden conversation. And so there'll be censoring there. But remember, people are already censoring themselves. They're censoring the information themselves. They can be told this information, but they will shut it out of their consciousness. They will self-censor the information. And that's happening in a lot of the churches too. They just don't want to receive anything about the Bible prophecy because it's controversial. They don't want controversy because it causes conversations. Conversations can be difficult. That can cause people to leave the numbers that are being built up. And so they found it expedient to avoid conversations about the end time and also about creation. Just keep it mild and middle of the road, and then you can do church, right? And a lot of churchmen, that's all they want to do is to just do church, right? But our calling is to a higher thing than that. We're supposed to be taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, preparing the saints for the end time witness, doing some important things beyond just keeping up the numbers so that people can have a pep talk for 45 minutes and then go off to the buffet and then off to the singles mingles to meet the young ladies. And there's got to be more to the high calling than that. So
You're absolutely right. You know, I've heard a lot of pastors, and I know pastors actually, who do not talk about prophecy. I remember a pastor of a church that I attended. They were going to have a study on Daniel, and I was telling my wife, I said, you know, I'll bet they stop where it gets really deep into the latter part of the book and the prophecies that Daniel has of the end times. Oh, they told you about Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel interpreting the dream, the three Hebrew children, you know what I mean? Daniel reading the handwriting on the wall. But, you know, they never got into the depth of it. They don't talk about prophecy. Now, here's the thing, friends. You got to understand, I'm all in favor of these wonderful churches building people up. People are scared. They're hurting. They need help. I applaud these men. They're great men. I really believe they are. But the problem is they're not watching. They're not watchmen, okay? You saw what happened with the COVID vax, friends. They're not watching. They're not paying attention. Let me give you an analogy. Jesus met with his disciples one last time for the Last Supper, okay? And he talked about the bread and the wine, the communion. He talked about what was, his life and what was going to happen. He even told them what is getting ready to take place. And when he went out after the dinner into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, his disciples fell asleep. You see, the thing is, everybody wants to be comforted and warm and helpful, but there is a political aspect of all of this. And the political aspect was just getting ready to get started when these guys were sleeping. They weren't even paying attention to what was happening. And Jesus was sweating blood out there praying. Okay? This is kind of what's going on with our churches right now. These people are, I mean, they're comforting you. They want you to feel good. They want you to be built up in Christ. They want you to have a good feeling about what God has for you and to begin to live in faith and to help others. And I'm all in favor of that, friends. I'm not against it. but they're not paying attention to what's happening out there. And they're not looking at the political part of this whole thing that's coming down on everybody. And you can see, we've talked about the bogus Great Reset. We've talked about all these other things that Klaus Schwab and all these idiots are doing, and how they're trying to poison you with these COVID jabs. And by the way, Gavin is a physician, a doctor. He's been on our side from the beginning with this. We had him on. He was telling people, from a physician's point of view, a person who's worn one of those masks in a surgical operational room for many times, he said they don't stop viruses any more than, you know, a chain link fence will stop mosquitoes. Gavin has been on the ball with this on that area too. He goes into health and keto diet and all the other stuff that you could talk about. There's so much more that we could get into. Gavin, I hear music, and I've been talking it up, but we're going to have another segment with you. Hang in there, everybody. We got more stuff coming up on RBN right here on Lightspeed. Be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way?
Hey, well, I never felt final more like segment of Lightspeed today. Steve Starr's here, your host, and my guest, Gavin Finley, Dr. Gavin Finley, who's a prophetic expert in so many things that he's worked extensively on. We talked about the 70 weeks. He's got some other information you can see about the feasts, and I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get into it, Gavin. We're going to have you back. But the feasts are also prophetic, the seven feasts. And you will find that Gavin has the right interpretation, because a lot of people have got this all messed up too, and that's not working right, and people need to see that. You know, Gavin, I want to kind of let you fill in the end of the show here. We're not much time left, but got anything else to share with our listeners right now?
Yes, Dave. If they just go to theendtimepilgrim.org and then /70WKS1.htm, there's a whole slew of articles, YouTubes, and PowerPoint presentations and PDFs there that they can go through piece by piece. I've tried to make it as simple as possible, and so they can just go through, and it's just like geometry, you know, you start axiom by axiom, theorem by theorem, and pretty soon you have a pretty good idea about what's going on. And you can, this is not difficult, a seventh grader can do this. It doesn't require any great brain power. It just requires diligence in the heart to follow and to look into the matter, and keep in mind that the Magi had done this calculation.
Yes.
And they knew when Messiah would come in through his gate. So they were thinking 30 years before, you know, I wonder when he's going to be born. And so that was when God gave them the sign. I see him, but not now.
Amazing, star shall appear, that, you know. Nobody in Jerusalem really knew what was going on, and yet these astrologers, if you like, Zoroastrians or whoever they were from the east, already saw something. They said, this is supernatural. This thing is not moving. It's leading us. It's not moving like the rest of the stars in the middle of the night. The Bible says it stood over the location of where he was. It stood still. These guys knew what they were looking for. King Herod had no idea what was going on at that time. But people who from the east, where Daniel was still highly revered by people way out in Persia and even Iraq and these places today. So he was a missionary to those Eastern people at that time. And you ought to get into his book and really study it, because it is an amazing thing. And there's more there. We're going to get into that. But Gavin, you know, it's been good to have you on. EndTimePilgrim.org. I'll put the links up in the liner notes, if you call them that, on the archive. Send the archive out, and people can actually study these things and begin to understand the prophecies. It's time for us to begin to understand. And you need people who are going to tell you the truth and know what they're talking about, like Dr. Gavin Finley on the show today. We'll have him back. And any other last final words, Gavin?
No, just the fact that Americans need to know that they are precious in God's eyes, that they have been brought here to this country for a purpose, and that purpose is greater than they could ever have imagined, and God's going to provide for them very wonderfully with the Holy Spirit outpouring of the latter rain, the true and genuine outpouring. And that's not going to come under the present apostles, prophets, and so forth. Those people have blotted their copybook, and they have been dishonored because of their heaping to themselves and the Nicolaitan spirit of building pyramids. God is going to visit his people very wonderfully, provide for them, and that they're going to bring in the end time witness and complete the court case to wrap things up according to what is said in the 7 weeks prophecy in Daniel 9:24-27.
Right on. Thanks, Gavin. Hey, thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week. Go to the website, endtimepilgrim.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't! can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.